Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
After I have spoken to Irina Zuckerman, who is a human rights and national security lawyer. She's based in the United States, which means that she's really dressed up very nice and warm. And it is also some kind of ungodly hour when she's speaking to us. Hello, good evening, good night, good morning. Irina, how are you?
Good evening, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much. Okay, so what's the temperature there?
31 degrees. Fahrenheit, which is basically around zero.
Okay, all right. But you look nice and warm. You're bathed in this golden light, which is very nice. Irina, can we just talk about these terror attacks in New Orleans and Las Vegas? Is Las Vegas the Saab truck being parked outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas? Has that been ruled as a terror attack?
Well, it's very interesting you ask that because you know, the FBI went from classifying these two incidents as likely connected and likely terrorist attacks to suddenly saying that the New Orleans incident is likely a lone wolf and the Las Vegas incident is likely a suicide, which for me raises a lot of questions. I think it's very strange how someone commits suicide before exploding a car.
It is odd. Look, thank goodness he had that car. Thank God it was the Cybertruck and not something coming out of China, which would have just created shrapnel all over. But instead it imploded instead of exploding. I mean, it's really there's nothing short of miraculous that he used that Cybertruck. I think if I was the owner, I would be very unhappy because he wasn't the owner, right? No.
That's the funny thing about this whole story. These two cars were rented on the same day from the same, the booking.com of car rentals. It's a service that allows people to rent cars from other owners. It's basically a luxury service.
Right. So if I've got a car, I can list it. So it's like Airbnb. Right?
Yes.
For cars.
For vehicles of various types, yes.
Yes. So this could happen without any connection to the owners of the cars at all.
Yes, but I do find it strange that someone rents a car, fills it up with firecrackers, drives up to the Trump Tower, kills himself, and then somehow his dead body explodes the car. A rental car filled with firecrackers.
Did they find a timer? Was there a timer? Okay,
well,
hold on. So, hold on. Let's just take a step back, right? So this guy. Mm-hmm. Firstly, what's his name? Does he have a name yet?
Matthew. Or yes, let me look it up because I keep. It's hard. It's a bit hard to pronounce.
Okay.
Livelsberger.
Okay. So Matthew Livelsberger. He's a decorated army sergeant or corporal or what was he in the
yes.
army?
He was a sergeant, and he was active duty, but he was sort of off duty, but considered still active. He was, I guess, taking time off or whatever it was, but right. He was not fully retired.
Right. So he was based in Germany, as I understand it. But he was in active duty, but currently on holiday, right?
And what's even more interesting, he was based at one point at the same exact military base in the U.S. as the other fellow in New Orleans.
Yeah,
they have another
connection.
Thing in common, which is eerie. They rent two different vehicles, both trucks, same day, from same rental, and they had been at the same base.
Irina, what base was it? Where's that base that they were at together? Do we know? Have they released that information yet?
I'm trying to figure out whether I haven't quite figured out whether it was the base where they originally were stationed or whether it was some other base.
Ah, okay.
Because they didn't quite make that clear, but they did say that they were they had been based at the same location. So. You know, it's that particular base, I'm presuming they're referring to the Texas base, is very big. So it is entirely possible that two people involved in different incidents could have been both stationed there at different points in time. But what's less possible is that they were all involved in bizarre, deadly incidents on the same day. And by the way, the Cybertruck explosion did injure seven people, so it was not just a self-inflicted suicide.
Yes. Okay, so how... All right, so the shooter, this Matthew, let's just call him Matthew just for clarity, right? So he goes, he hires this Cybertruck from this app, which is like the Airbnb for cars, and he goes and he parks outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. He shoots himself in the head, right? Mm-hmm. Commits suicide, and then the car explodes?
That seems to be what the investigators are saying, and they're classifying it as a suicide so far. Although initially it was investigated as a possible terrorist attack.
And they haven't found a timer?
Well, according to Elon Musk, it was a bomb that exploded.
So there must have been a timer then, right?
Yes, yes. Elon Musk claims he released the evidence of it being a bomb to the FBI, but it's not... That they haven't released what that actually was, but presumably it was a timer or something else that would indicate it was a bomb, as he said.
Well, I suppose in this day and age, you know, you can get something ignited by a telephone call. You can just say to somebody, "Listen, could you phone me at such and such a time?" I don't mean to give anyone ideas, okay?
It was clearly some sort of an explosive device, and not merely the firecrackers themselves gone bad or catching fire from the bullet as he was knocking himself out. It's really interesting. He must have either put the timer on before he killed himself, or somebody else from a distance ignited the car.
You know what I also found? Can we talk about the New Orleans bomber?
Absolutely, Jabbar, yes.
Yes. What I found so interesting is that the FBI released an all-persons bulletin, all-persons lookout for him an hour before the attack, which is interesting. Did you see that, Irina?
Yes, because apparently he's been in New Orleans for a few days. And he was en route to New Orleans when he started releasing violent videos. He was coming from Texas, and apparently he released red flagged videos on social media, which nobody caught on until just right before the attack.
Yeah, absolutely bizarre and crazy. Irina, that is where we leave it today. I love talking to you. Thank you so much, and stay warm, and I hope that you are able to go back to bed. At this time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is Irina Zuckerman, human rights and national security lawyer based in the United States.